I know Jaini Thai Prabhu since a long time, and I always really saw it's so nice to know people who stay with the project or take on a project and then stick to the project and carry it really with their personalities. So very happy to see here to see Jaini Thai. I have brought today a very important subject matter with me. I want to speak about a truth with which you can make. Do you know the word? See, I have this problem. My English is not so practiced, and therefore I want to make sure that we all, that you understand. Do you know the verse? No, it's not truth with the TH, it's truth with CA. Do you know what it is to make a deal with? Truth. Yeah, how do you say? Truth. Yes, it sounds very much like truth, but it is different, yes. So, a truth with the mind. Do I say the word properly? Truth? We have to pronounce it near the tongue, I believe, yes. So, often in spiritual circles we hear, oh, the mind. Oh, the mind can be our enemy. Oh, the mind is my undoing. Oh, why am I so mental with my mind, and so on. And today I want to speak how you can make a truth with the mind, make a deal, a memorandum of understanding with whom you can bind the mind to some valuable work, the work of self-realization. And I'm just think, because it's a big subject, how I can best start this. I once gave a lecture about this in Vrindavan, India, and I have my notes here with me. And if we can just request Gokrishna to sing Jai Radha Madhava, then I can go through my notes and then speak freely to you. I just, my day is so, you can't believe. Something Swamis never know stress. Little do they know that our life is extremely busy and has many, 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 many programs, you know, like I spent the morning in the hospital, helping someone who's in the process of dying to focus his mind. Then the morning, then there's a morning in the that was yesterday. Then there is a morning with a school, with a whole school of unruly boys and girls. Then a meeting with the school director and the director of another very important project in which I'm directly involved. Then here a meeting with a university initiative, and then in the evening here. But I want to share with you, although the body is exhausted and the mind sometimes says enough is enough, no? When you do all these things in a service, or in a, let me say, in a mood of dedicating this to the Lord, then you remain strangely very equipoised and happy in all of this, and you realize that there's life beyond the mind and life beyond the body. So today, as a practitioner of bhakti, as someone who's quite active in the same world in which you are active, I would like to talk about this what I have learned from our tradition and our the saints of the past, how you can make the mind your friend so that he helps you in attaining your secret goal, and that you are not waywarded by the disappointments and the obstacles which happen when you go on this path. So let me just please go quickly through the notes. I will ask Gokrishna, my assistant, to just Jai Radha Madhava, and then when I'm ready, I will give you a sign and take over. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Hare Rama, Hare
Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. I was talking on making a truth with the mind and with the body, and I have decided, after consulting with my two advisors here, to make this an experience oriented evening where you can actually feel what this means. See, usually the state of our mind is describing how, often determining our existence. When there is, for instance, a sad emotion in the mind, then we say, we are sad. The same is with the body. For most people, the changing states of the body, like health or illness or irritation and so on, describes and determines their life. It doesn't have to be so. When you actually know the art how to use the body and the mind properly, then you can uplift your state just by applying this art. And this art is Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means you take what is temporary, what is in a way here and gone tomorrow, and make use of it in such a way that you reach something which is beyond the shifting states of the body and the mind, something which is eternal. This can be best experienced, really, when you sit in a kirtan. A kirtan means, as you all know, you sit and you chant the transcendental names of Krishna, the holy names, the divine sound vibration. And this sound vibration will efficiently carry you into another realm. This is a very simple sound vibration. It is, we call it a ragini, and it makes usually a peaceful atmosphere, especially when I go to the low frequencies. It has an effect, a soothing effect on the mind. Kirtan has an absolutely different effect, which you cannot describe with this machine. We have to switch it off. Kirtan, or the holy names of Krishna, takes our mind into an entirely different dimension altogether. And I invite you to make this evening an experience of this by using the body and the mind to reach that eternal dimension. Would you like to make an effect, or would you like to stay in your mind? Some of us are so habituated to be controlled by the shifting moods of the mind that they do not know that there is a life beyond it. As I said yesterday, I was in a hospital, and I visited a person on his deathbed. Everyone was crying, and there was sadness all around, and it was in an emergency ward, so there were everywhere patients like this. And I said, what to do? How can we benefit these people? And then Gokrishna and myself, we decided to do kirtan, and we sang. And it was not long. We did not want to make it a prolonged kirtan, because I thought maybe we disturb the patients. But no, we chanted, and the atmosphere was totally different. Even the person on his bed was so enlivened that afterwards he got up. Yes. And he walked to the alone, which was wonderful. He walked alone with strength like a lion into the bathroom. It had an effect on the mind and on the body. So I invite you to now make a truce with your body. You tell to your body and your mind, okay, for the duration of the program, I'm now making use of you, and I will make a spiritual experience. Let us start with the physical body. Do we have enough oxygen, Janita? It's open. We have our very luxury access to the London fresh air. It's a small little window there, but it is good. It's good enough. So, let's be serious. I know you are joyful. That's very nice, better than sad, but it's also a material state of the mind. We want to transcend. I request you to sit down straight. You can take your shoulders and on an inhale bring them up. And as you exhale, bring them back and widen your chest, because we want to breathe in this beautiful London air. Sorry, I'm a little humorous, but it will soon become serious. Once again, bring their shoulders up. And on exhale, widen your chest, and then bring your hands on your knees. And sit in an open position. Next, I request you to take a few deep inhales. The way you can do it is by exhaling deeply and a little bit more. Just exhale and a little bit more. On each exhale, I wanted to say, exhale completely and a little bit more. You will see how you deepen your breath. As we will chant, I request you to now engage your mind and bind it to the sound vibration of the Holy Name. Bang, bang, bang. To bring the mind to the sound vibration of the Holy Name, you only need to do two things. You need to pronounce the mantra very nicely, and then you need to listen to yourself. Bring your mind to these two things, singing and then listening to yourself singing. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 However, you can go to the next level, whatever that means for you. When you sit, you can just hear the leading voice. And then, after the leading voice is finished, you please sing and hear yourself singing. That's very important. Not all the others, but yourself. Single out your voice. It is a little concentration, but you will see how that concentration will bring you into a new inner space. It will bring you out of your present mental state, and this concentration will bring you to a new state. So let us please all sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.